is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.
Charles Crawford in his treatment of Too Late to Turn Back Now, originally done by the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose, here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Before that, we had... What did we have before that? The computer is a little bit out of order at the moment. We had the Londonderry Strings with a summer song, because it's the middle of winter and it's cold, and we need it to warm up. So why not go on a road trip? And this week we go to the great state of Kansas, right there in the center of the country, pretty much. And starting in Cocker City, we go to the world's largest ball of twine. Everybody should have one. A legendary roadside attraction is exactly what it claims. A massive ball of sisal twine. Still growing, actually. Visitors are encouraged to add their own strand, turning it into a living, slowly expanding monument. There you go. There's something oddly satisfying about how seriously this is taken. Kansas decided commitment was the real spectacle here. So there you go. That is something, yes. Oakley, near Oakley, Kansas, is Monument Rocks, rising unexpectedly from the prairie. These chalk formations look like more like something from a Southwest than the Midwest. Yeah. Also known as the Chalk Pyramids, they were formed millions of years ago when the area was underwater. The contrast between wide open farmland and dramatic rock spires is startling, actually. It feels like Kansas briefly forgot where it was, which is possible, yes. Wamego, Kansas, is the Oz Museum, and this museum celebrates all things Wizard of Oz, from the original film memorabilia to pop culture spinoffs. Wamego leans fully into the connection, complete with the themed shops and events. It's cheerful, nostalgic, and surprisingly extensive. Somewhere between Kansas history and Hollywood fantasy, the Yellow Brick Road quietly loops back home. So, yes, indeed. I mean, of course, Dorothy was from Kansas. I wondered what the connection was there for a second. Took me a minute. Oh, well, anyhow, Greensburg, Kansas. Not Greensburg, Pennsylvania. Greensburg, Kansas. Home to the world's largest hand-dug well. This attraction lets visitors look straight down into a massive circular shaft carved in the 1800s. The engineering alone is impressive, especially considering it is done without modern technology. The surrounding museum tells the story of the town's resilience after a devastating tornado. Yes, it's very deep. Lucas, Kansas, has the Garden of Eden. Well, I didn't think it was in Kansas, but okay. Built by a single man using limestone, concrete, and glass, this eccentric structure is intended as a mausoleum and artistic statement. The figures, inscriptions, and overall design are deeply personal and a little unsettling. Not polished or pretty in a conventional sense, it is, however, unforgettable. And finally, in Topeka, well, last week in Nebraska, we talked about Carhenge. This week, we're talking about Truckhenge in Kansas, Topeka, Kansas. Part art installation, part protest, and part roadside curiosity. Truckhenge features old pickup trucks buried nose down in the ground like modern ruins. The site also includes quirky sculptures and occasional events. It's intentionally rough around the edges, so, yeah, amazing what some people can do with the recycled car parts, right? Here's Eric Cook. I want to make it with you. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
smooth, relaxing, and easy.
smooth, relaxing, and easy with Frank Chexfield there and Invisible Tears. Before that, Paul Marriott with Woman in Love, Ferrante and Teicher with Exodus, and Eric Cook, Make It With You. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT in Pittsburgh. And we're going to see if they get it right this time. They screwed up the last hour.
Kino Tata, Kino Tata. Kino tata,
sounds good, keep going.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
Hey, it's a great idea.
Fantastic, absolutely fantastic.
It's a hard way down.
Here's Nathan Williams on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Sitting by the window, waiting for the dawn. Waiting for a girl, a long time gone, long time gone, is a lonesome sound.
Long time blues
is a hard way down. Walking in the rain, down by the depot, waiting for the train. Long time gone is the evening train.
Long time blue
is an aching pain. Listen to the sparrow singing his song.
Listen for a voice a long time gone.
A long time gone is a silent song.
A long time blues keep a coming on.
The window, waiting for the dawn, waiting for a girl, a long time gone, long time gone, is a lonesome sound.
Long time blues
is a hard way down.
It's a hard way down, long time
our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh.
That's Bert Kempfert on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Steppin' Pretty. And before that, we had Alan Tew, I Won't Last a Day Without You. That rhymes. Before that, we had Ronnie Aldridge and It Never Rains in Southern California, and Mason Williams did Long Time Blues. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, Great Falls, Montana. Residents of Great Falls are scratching their heads over a trio of bicycles inexplicably perched on a log in a city park. The odd installation appeared without fanfare and has baffled locals since that discovery. Park workers say there was no evidence of how or when the bikes got there or who stacked them in such a precarious fashion. Social media detectives proposed theories ranging from modern art prank to elk exercise equipment. Yes, of course. City officials have left the bikes in place, saying the mystery draws smiles and curiosity, which is probably the intended purpose of it. One passerby offered, "Either someone's messing with us, or this is the new frontier of decor." That's interesting decor, that's for sure. Vancouver, British Columbia, the Museum of Personal Failure has found a silver lining in defeat, celebrating everything from flopped inventions to spectacular missteps. The quirky museum showcased typewriters that never took off, fashion trends that bombed, and gadgets that baffled even their creators. Curators say failure is the flip side of creativity and a reminder that every success story once looked foolish. That's true. Visitors were encouraged to submit their own epic flops for exhibition. One local inventor grinned, holding up his collection of broken umbrella prototypes. The exhibit's motto is, "Fail big, then tell the world about it." And finally, Dateline Salt Lake City, but it's of a friend from Idaho, actually. It's Guinness World Record dynamo David Rush. And a team of 11 kept 25 balloons afloat for one full minute, securing a new world record in synchronous balloon acrobatics. Yeah. The feat achieved as a tech industry trade show, easy for me to say, required nimble hands and constant motion, as participants kept laughter and balloons from touching the floor. Yes, Rush, known for his hundreds of previous world records, credited coordination, chaos, and caffeine for the win. Spectators cheered as the final balloon dropped only after 1 minute, after the buzzer. So Rush quipped that balloon bursts bring people together almost as well as confetti. Well, there you have it. Now we'll get back to where we started from. Here's the Botticelli Orchestra on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Relaxing and Easy has a website where you can make requests or inquiries about the music we play. Set your browser to pbrtv.com/sre and interact with us.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. There's Burt Bacharach with Walk On By. David Rose, If You Leave Me Now. Roger Williams did the theme from New York, New York. Caravelli with Wigwam, and Botticelli with Where We Started From. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And of course, now that I can talk without tick marking, the show is almost over. We have time for one more here. Here's the Fantastic Strings and Patch of Blue. Thank you. We've reached the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tooth City Online Radio and WRCT in Pittsburgh, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint, and right back here on SRE. This has been program number Y10-37.
Bravo 2 9 Bravo 2 3 3 0 4 2 8